fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance, my friend. This is true love should have the thrills that a healthy crime has.
I'm sorry, I have to listen, Richard. I'm not going to come back. Fred Astaire, Fine Romance. They don't make love songs like they used to. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, our online dating edition with the cyber dating expert of them all, Julie Spira. This is our final segment, so let's do some final thoughts and some final advice. Julie, how would you like to close out this show, of which it's been a pleasure and a joy to have you?
This has been so much fun. All I can truly say is that whether you meet somebody online or offline, a lot of the tips that we discussed in this show really do accurately help you in your search for looking for love. And so the most important thing I can tell singles is be open to the possibilities, be open to meeting a new friend, and don't look at online dating as something that has a stigma. That is long gone.
I agree with that completely. As a reminder, we have talked about the fact that Julie is not only an expert, but she's an expert that you can hire. Please explain a little bit in our remaining time what services you provide for these novice online daters should they want to contact you.
Well, it's interesting. It really sort of starts off as an online dating project because we look at creating your irresistible online dating profile, and we'll do a search and we'll decide which site that we'd like to put you on that really fits in with your values. But then it really becomes an ongoing relationship as a dating and relationship coach. So I really talk to singles before the big date. Sometimes they call me during the big date, and definitely after the big date for the date update.
How many times do you get a frantic call from the bathroom?
I get text messages from bathrooms quite frequently.
From the men or the women? Who are
women,
the ones?
Women. Help, he doesn't look like, you know, he isn't who he said he was. You know, the men just sort of, you know, frown and they get the date over with, but the women get very emotional about it.
Do you agree with me that the first date should be coffee date?
No, I hate coffee date.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, you have to understand, the women that I'm coaching with, really, they take the time to follow what I'm doing, and they will spend time talking with somebody, you know, sending a few emails, talking on the phone, and we have a certain sort of method about how long you should be on the phone, how long your emails should be, what time of day you should be sending your emails, and how quickly you should take your relationship from online to offline, and also how to get organized. I mean, I set up my singles with, you know, organizational systems.
You know what's so important with what you're saying is that you are treating this, and this is what a lot of women I found resist. You are treating this like a business, but it is a business. It's the business of your life. It's the business of building your life. It's the business of finding a partner. And why not apply smart business practices to that process?
Right. And thank you for mentioning that, Bruce. But there really are people say online dating didn't work for me. I met losers. I said, well, I'll change that. And I do. And I had this one woman who, believe it or not, I saw just recently, and she said, well, you know, I'm 60 years old, and I really want to meet a country club man. And and everybody says, that's not going to happen because the 60-year-old country club men are going to want 40-year-old pretty girls. And so we sat down, and we created her irresistible online dating profile, and wouldn't you know it, she emails me and says, I'm having so much fun dating. I've got three great guys that I golf with every week now, and I don't know who to pick from.
That's terrific. That's terrific. It has been a great pleasure to have you for this show. And I really, really, really have learned a lot, which I don't need to use, thank God, right now. But a lot of people can benefit and contact Julie for her services and or just re-listen to the show and pay close attention. That's it for this special edition of the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290. You can reach me anytime at bruce@bruceallen.com. I want to thank my support team. First, Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer, and second, my cheerleader, Les Carroll, our station manager. I want to thank you again for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.